ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's text is from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 12, which is a chapter on devotional service, text 20. Chapter 12, text 20. So please repeat. Ye tu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate shadadhana matparama bhaktas te jiva me priya ये तु धर्ममृतम् इदम् यातोक्तम् पर्युपासते श्राद्धदाना मत्परमा भक्तस्ते तिव मे प्रिया. Okay, Hare Krishna. So let's continue. Ye, those who, dharma of religion. Amitam, nectar, idam, this, yatha, us, uktam, said, paripasate, completely engaged. Shraddhana with faith, matparama, taking me the Supreme Lord as everything, bhakta, devotees, they, akiva, very, very, me, to me, priya, dear. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Please repeat. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this chapter, from verse 2 through the end, from Mayi Avesya Mano Ye Mam, fixing the mind on me, through Yetu Dharmamitam Idam, this religion of eternal engagement, the Supreme Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna, and the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter, it is decided that through good association, one develops attachment for pure devotional service and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulated principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path for self-realization, for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only after the time one surrenders himself for self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with the pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitive results, meditates, and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not in the association of a pure devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness in pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial. One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport, the 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of devotional service. Om Ajna Sumiranyasya Jnana Gnaya Salakaya Chakshun Ummetam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manogrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sadhana Narita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Kavina Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopeshna Gopita Kanthansa Radha Kansa Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sunnibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Desitarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guracha Chaya Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himadhyaya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Rasa Padaya Chaitanya Chindaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So here's the translation again. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing how the living entity can be very, very dear to him. The pure devotees of the Lord already know that, and they make Krishna the object of your whole life. That's just the way they are. And then there's the rest of us who fell into the material world. And so we are most fortunate that by the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord, the spiritual master, we are now connected with the path that takes us back home. Now, this path involves devotional service. In other words, devotional service is done by us as practice in the material world to be able to do what is naturally done in the spiritual world. So the services that are done here are services that are done in perfection in the spiritual world. We may make mistakes because that's part of human nature. But as long as we put our hearts into what we're doing, then the mercy of Guru comes through. Therefore, the service is accepted. And by the mercy of Guru, we get the mercy of Krishna. And then when we leave our bodies, it's a glorious occasion for us, because both the physical body and the subtle body, gross body and subtle body, now get left behind, and the soul can in fact go back to the spiritual world. When I was coming down, I was listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada, and at the end of the lecture, the devotees were asking questions. There were some from the way they were asking that they were not devotees, but they were with Srila Prabhupada, listening to Srila Prabhupada at the time. And so they were, one question was comparing the way it is here with the way it is in the spiritual world. And it wasn't, the question wasn't so clear, but how Srila Prabhupada answered it, I could surmise that that was the kind of question that was he was asked. He says, so he responded to the question by saying, in the spiritual world, the activities are voluntary. People volunteer their love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was saying that the soul is so versatile that whatever anyone desires, the way in which they want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is allowed. In the Srimad and the Brihad Bhagavatam Gita, this point was also brought up. But it was nice to hear Srila Prabhupada himself describe it. He says, if one wants to be to worship Krishna as a cow, he can be, he or she can become, well, he can become cow. The soul can become cow and worship. If one wants to be a flower, nice, fragrant flower, and lie at the lotus feet of Krishna, that is allowed. You truly desire that, because the whole idea behind it is to do devotion service for Krishna's enjoyment, it is immediately allowed. The soul changes to that particular form. If somebody wants to be an ant, yes, there are ants in the spiritual world, and be at Krishna's lotus feet, so that you can kiss Krishna's toe out of love to Krishna, Krishna would allow that. So he says, any way you want to serve, you can be, so he went through these descriptions, and then he said, so you can be a flower, you can be a river, so you can serve Krishna in neutrality, or you may decide you want to be Krishna's parent, or Krishna's lover, all of that's allowed. So when he particularly described the situation of one being a flower, he says, yeah, you can be a flower, lie at Krishna's lotus feet, so Krishna can smell the nice aroma from the flower, and then if you want to be back serving him in a human form, humanoid type form, like the gopis and so on, that's also allowed. So, however you want to serve Krishna, as Das, Das, Anudas, it's allowed. So, just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, serve the devotees, serve the Lord in His deity form, that is the Lord's mercy, because we don't have these spiritual eyes to see the Lord. So the Lord has appeared in a way in which we can not only see Him and see the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, in other forms, such as Jagannath, Bali, Subhadra, Gonita, and so on, but be able to offer our service to them also, so that there can be exchange of love between us and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His devotees for that matter. It is extreme fortune for us to be in this situation. The world is, as they say in America, going to hell in a handbasket. All kinds of stuff is happening now. And much of it is being hidden from the general population of the United States. But the way things are going between United States, Russia, China, it's not even worth getting into it. But Krishna is the cause of all causes. And Srila Prabhupada made the point that if you want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to serve with pure consciousness. Now, our activities may have mistakes in it because the physical body is like that, but our intention and our heart has to be pure. You have to be very, very willing to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all that's required. And obey His instructions. If we say we love Krishna, then what Krishna says, we have to do. Now, it can't get any better than that. He devoted this devotional service is put in chapter 12. The entire devotional service, what makes Krishna happy with us, he described it himself. So what's the smart thing to do? Do as he says. That's all. Just do as he says and you'll be there to him. So those who follow, this is a translation again. Krishna is saying, those who follow this imperishable path, he qualified it. This path never perishes. Those who are fortunate like us here in the material world, we practice devotional service. Everyone in the spiritual world practices devotional service. It's not going anywhere. You connect with it, you're fortunate. You don't connect with it, you'll have to ask yourself why later. So those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal. How? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the meaning of the mantra is exactly what Krishna is talking about. Engaging ourselves in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Put our faith completely in Him. So, Srila Prabhupada talks about a part of this which doesn't really, at this point, unfortunately, doesn't really concern us as much, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth. He says that if one has not had a chance to associate with a pure devotee, then they may go their impersonal path until they actually get the mercy of the Lord and associate with a pure devotee. But that's not our situation, because your Prabhupada is a pure devotee. So we can associate with him through his lectures. So if we hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and for that matter, any guru's lectures, or anybody that, you know, is a pure devotee preaching, we associate with them. People like me, we just quote what they say. It's easy for us to basically quote what they say. Srila Prabhupada described that in another lecture also. All you do is repeat what their acharyas have said. And you can't go wrong. You repeat what they said. Now, by the Lord's mercy, we may be able to take some examples of what's happening currently to connect with it. But the basic thing, the primary thing, has to always be from what the acharyas have said. That way, nobody gets confused or there's no ambiguity. So, this material world, as Kali Yuga moves on, challenges are coming left and right. Now, we really are not enjoying in this material world because it is not possible. If we think we can enjoy in this material world, we are in illusion. Krishna didn't set it up that way. It's only for those who want to control. Then they are here to try to control. And as long as those people want to control, they will go through all kinds of changes, body after body after body after body. They will never really be satisfied. So this is the way the world is set up. What people call enjoyment is only trying to counteract the suffering that's in the material world. That's what's been termed enjoyment. You can say anything. That, let's just start with wealth, right? People say we were wealthy then, so many things are there, therefore we are so-called happy. So let's just say somebody has a big house. And we're not talking about a devotee now. A devotee would know to use the house in Krishna service. But see, somebody who is not a devotee, I've got a house, big house, so many gadgets, so many things are in it. What's in the front of the house? The door. What do they do at night? They lock the door. Why? Why? There's nobody, no doors. There are doors in the spiritual world. They don't get locked. So why are you locking doors here? You're afraid somebody's going to break in, take things from you. So no matter how wealthy we are, we're living here. And that's enjoyment? Am I missing something? That's not enjoyment. So the more things we have, the more anxiety we get in as to somebody may take it. You become too obvious. When you become, in this country, when you become very famous, you pay every second of your life because somebody has to protect you. Every second of your life. Those of us not that public, we wake up and, you know, do things. Normally we go to the supermarket. They can't go unless there are four or five people to protect them. And you have to pay to all those people. So thousands of dollars just go just for living. And they're in anxiety all of the time. In the meantime, they're supposed to smile because the cameras are on them. But they're nervous about being attacked at the same time. It's a miserable life. It really is a miserable life. But everybody around so sees how popular they are. They're enjoying themselves. So we just try to counteract the suffering. Now, many things are important in this whole process that Krishna becomes dear, or we become dear to Krishna when we practice. In other words, devotional service. It comes with a certain mood too. There are some things we should do and some things we should avoid doing. Srimati Radharani is the mother of devotion. She is literally, she's the personification of devotional service. We have to make her happy with us. Then Krishna accepts us with no problem. So we should stay away from the six enemies of the mind: lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy. We already talked about illusion today. That was the whole thing about people thinking they're wealthy and everything, even though they're in fear. That's not real enjoyment, that's absolute illusion. If they think they're enjoying, then they're in illusion. Now, what should we be about? We should always live a life of humility and compassion. We're going to touch on a few things. I know I'm looking at the time now, and there's not much time left. Also, we need to understand that we cannot beat Maya on our own. Now, if we think we can beat Maya on our own, that's also illusion. That's also illusion. So if we think that individually, we say, well, why is it that I'm trying, I really mean to be a good devotee, but I have this problem, and years and years and years, I haven't been able to overcome the problem. But that's why Krishna says, surrender to me. The one who can purify us is Krishna himself through the agency of Guru. So if you submit to Krishna and pray to him to make you, just like Srila Prabhupada said, a puppet, so that your spiritual master is a puppeteer. The spiritual master is representing Krishna. Krishna made that agency of guruship. He put it there. So if we say we want to go to Krishna, then we have to do what Krishna asks us to do. So then we go through Guru. So to be a puppet for Krishna means you have to be a puppet for Guru. Guru is bona fide, that's all. He turns his rounds, he obeys regulative principles, he is sent to send all about Krishna consciousness, then whatever he says, we should do. And we shouldn't categorize and say, well, this may be too difficult for me, this may be so and so, this may be so and so, because that's Maya. As soon as Maya gives us reason not to do something, when Bhagavad has said to do something, we're already in Maya. We always should give our very best. Krishna consciousness is not hard. We give our very best, and Krishna says, I take care of the results. Now, at your jobs, it doesn't work like that. They expect results. They expect the results from us. But Krishna says, put in your very best and leave the results. However it turns out, as long as we serve from our heart, that is acceptable. It is actually an easier situation than even our material work now, at this point. So, Krishna is so merciful that he says in the text leading up to this one that we talked about, if you can't fix your mind on Krishna, follow the relative principles of Bhakti Yoga. And by the way, let's talk about the four regulative principles just for a short while. So the regulative principles are no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. Now, practicing those four regulative principles puts us in the mode of goodness, and that's where the devotee is supposed to be. Now, it may be upsetting to some people that if we practice the four regulative principles alone, those don't take us back to the spiritual world. First time I heard that, I was also a little heartbroken. I'm to admit that. Right? Because it's like effort in this arena of, you know, passion to stay away from the regulative principles. But then I heard one lecture, and boy, that made me start thinking. Said there are some animals that obey all four regulative principles. Well, you heard right, animals that obey four regulative principles. The animals that eat grass, that's naturally no meat eating. The animals that eat grass. The animals gamble? Nope. The animals take intoxication? Nope. That's three of them already. That's three already. And this is an animal now. I can't even sense. And can do three of them. So the animals that the female ovulates and gets ready to have babies, and then the male mates with the female, that's it. They obey all four of them. All four of them. Don't know how to chant Hare Krishna, and they obey all four of them. So if the animals are doing it, boy, isn't that a challenge to us? They're better than us? No, we have better intelligence than them. The advantage is, we know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but those souls, because of whatever troubles that they've gone through or put on themselves, more ignorance they've been putting in animal bodies. But even those that don't eat other animals, most of them obey the four regulated principles, just as a part of life. So, we have to help each other. Because our intelligence is like that, higher, then we are challenged more by Maya. And therefore, regulatory principles that some animals follow naturally, we have a little trouble with them. But because we chant the holy name of the Lord, and the holy name of the Lord has the potency to free us from all of these sinful reactions, then we do it. And that's why it's important to keep chanting the whole time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, a few more things. Got a minute. Now, we should stay away from criticism. We should stay away from Yashishuradam Adavati. So, stay away from gossiping. Those things are all Maya, they are aparad. Stay away from gossiping, stay away from getting angry, stay away from criticizing. Now, we associate with devotees. This is a requirement by Lord Chaitanya. Who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava is the one that does not associate with non-devotees. Learn from the good things that people do. Learn from it in order to improve your own self, your life. Also, learn from the mistakes of others so that you don't make those same mistakes. But don't laugh at people who have done mistakes and gossip about it and so on. That's horrible. That you shouldn't do. Now, also, when we get angry, it doesn't matter how right we are approaching whatever things we're dealing with the wrong way. So anger at that time will make us temporarily insensitive towards the person we're angry about, and also even thoughtless. Now, what we need to understand, we talked about wealth, but I'll bring it up again. By good karma, if one has wealth, got a nice place, but is still in the material world, and we already know that the material world is a prison, jail. So to boast like my house is better than yours is like to say I have a nicer, better decorated prison cell. Are you still out of jail? So the best thing to do is to use it in serving Krishna. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. You know what happens at death? Everything gets taken away. It doesn't matter you became a billionaire. The person dies, body is gone, next body, new name, new pants. He doesn't know himself the last time he was a billionaire. The last time he has no access to that money. Sam Walton, that owns Walmart, has already died. He cannot get Walmart's money back now, even though he started it. So, you know, it's horrible, literally, material life when you think about it. So, Srila Prabhupada is directed away to a place, God's home, where we can do it. There's so much independence there, and we can live a life of no death, no old age, no school, because we know everything, right? We talk about all of those things that bother us. Krishna is moving away. And then we're happy the whole time. The highest happiness. So then, Srila Prabhupada was saying, well, Krishna has come to invite us back. Now, if you don't go, that's your foolishness. So, that's a word of advice to us. We have an opportunity to leave all of this anxiety behind. So let's do that here and also chant and do the rest of the services which have been given to us, different types of services, so we can get back to God. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. So are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together. Because by the grace of God, everything is kind of automatically. But every day, we are really trying hard to keep the body and soul together, materials.
So you have a question, you have an issue about that. That saves me. One not need bother about materials to keep the body and soul together. This has been backed up by another statement in the Bhagavad Gita that we are not the doers. It's material nature that does. This also puzzles quite a few people. Why is it that we are doing, and the Bhagavad Gita says it's material nature that does. Well, let's just take one thing about material nature, the weather. So when we plan to do something, first of all, we plan with what? Our intelligence. Well, do we own our intelligence? No, Krishna gave it to us. Okay? So we are already dependent on Krishna there. That's part of dependence. Now, the other thing is, even if we plan, like, you know, karmis also do, plan their day, and then the weather changes, such that you cannot do what you were planning to do. Now, are you in control of your program that day? No. When it snows or when it gets icy, you can't take your children to school even though it was a school time. That's changed. So, if one thing in the material nature can always stop us, or just stop us at any time without our control over it, we obviously are controlled by that thing, whatever it is in the material nature. Only when things are good enough for this physical body to operate are we able to do. Now, by Mother Bhumi's own mercy, because Mother Bhumi is has very high clearance. That is Lord Varaha's consort. It's another, we can talk about that another time in Gaura Samhita. You know, some of you know the pastime when the earth fell in the bottom of the dark ocean and the Lord came as Varaha, yeah, and he impregnated. So this is all there in the Shastra. And Gargasamhita came right out and says, so Mother Bhumi is the eternal consort of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Varaha. Now, someone at that level, she will be obviously merciful. This is the body of Mother Bhumi. That's why many times we're allowed to go on as if we are the ones that are doing. But if there was an earthquake today, next day is tsunami, next day an avalanche, I'm saying next day, the very next day a blizzard, how many people are going to want to stay here? See, because things like this happen, but they are spaced out, then we tolerate and we go on and we say, oh yeah, it's okay, we can live this life. In the meantime, we're getting old. What's old age? We're headed towards death. What we used to be able to do, we can't do now. So we are really controlled. And by the way, can anybody try to stop themselves from getting old? You can't. Again, this materiality that controls us. So yeah, we are controlled quite a bit. And therefore, it's by the mercy of the Lord that you are able to get to work to even begin working at all. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, don't bother with materials, keep body and soul together. Because wherever you go, when Krishna plans things through his agency, his energies, to allow us to do, then we're able to do. You keep body and soul together. And so there are people too that will tell you, and I'm one of them, that there are times that, there were times in my life I didn't know how I was going to manage. And Krishna arranged. Krishna arranged for something to come to keep you going. He said, Arjuna, you declare it. Name Bhakta Panashati, my devotee will not be down and out. He does in fact protect us. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying, don't bother. Don't bother. That does not mean that you shouldn't do your work, because he told Arjuna to do his work anyway. He could have killed everybody himself. But then he allows us to use the agency, what has been given to us by him, to also produce. And the smart thing is, as we're working even materially, we should be thinking that the priority is devotional service. So we put time into that, quality time into that. Hare Krishna. So, okay. Yeah, 608. Shivabhupad ki, Kantaj ki, Visay Gora Premalande. There you go. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna's mercy.
Krishna's mercy. Thank you.